We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's really hard to say. I think that, you know, his stuff's good. The tale tonight was after we scored, we couldn't get that shutdown inning we needed. You know, if we had gotten one of them, we probably would have won the game. You know, as far as Noah, you know, kind of going back and forth at times, you know, it's just we're battling consistency. Like you said, we got to be more consistent with that. You know, I think tonight he felt like his mechanics were a little off. You know, saw him, you know, down there kind of fiddling with his mechanics in between innings. And, you know, it's just a tough game for him.
Is that something that has gotten to him more this year than you've seen it in the past? When he's not feeling perfect, it maybe creeps into his mind a little bit rather than just going out there and battling with what you have?
You know, probably not more. I think that, you know, most pitchers tend to think about mechanics when things are going bad because it usually is a mechanical flaw. You know, sometimes you just got to say, hey, you know what? I don't have my great mechanics tonight. You got to go battle. You know, I think he's always trying to battle. You just have to brush the mechanics off for the night and then go out there and do the best you can. And unfortunately, just couldn't make it happen tonight.
Mike on the right.
Mickey, Gagneau had pitched so well for you, but do you feel like tonight's really the first night you missed Seth Lugo there?
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, Seth obviously lengthens our pen and makes us a better team. Like you said, Gagneau's been so good, and he got beat on his best pitch. He just, you know, left it up, and the guy hurt him with a double. But, you know, that's part of the game. He's got to brush it off, especially with the role that he's in for now. He's got to brush it off and come back tomorrow, just like a closer would. You know, getting those high-leverage roles, you got a chance to sometimes blow the game or win the game, and when you blow it, you gotta shrug it off and come ready to pitch again tomorrow.
Mike on the left.
Mickey, Noah's already allowed more home runs this season than he did all last season. What do you kind of make of that issue for him?
A lot of mistakes. Like, I mean, a lot of our pitchers made a lot of mistakes tonight. Just heart of the plate, up, you know, no break, just not getting the ball where they want to. And that's been Noah. You know, he's obviously struggled with his slider at times, especially early in the season, was getting hurt on that when he was having trouble gripping the ball. And then, you know, tonight, just more mistakes.
Tony in the front.
Just what do you know about Matt Kemp at this point in his career, and what do you think he
could potentially bring? Obviously still pretty high ceiling. He's been playing well, you know, the last couple of years. He had a good year very recently. So, you know, we're going to send him down to Florida, very similar to Santana, and get him in playing shape and see what we got. Just another piece that at some point may be able to help us.
Back left.
Mickey, in the ninth inning, when Alonzo went for that foul ball, he kind of hit the wall a little awkwardly. Is everything
he's totally fine. He just slid in the wall, and he's fine.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yep, thanks, guys.